Yeah, man, I just wanted to call and congratulate you niggas on 200 episodes. Just want to also let you know, fuck MJ Money 9S. That nigga's a bitch. Props to All Right. Props to the motherfucking electrifying motherfucking podcast, nigga King Germ. Bring B Easy back. Yeah, I got mad at him last time I said it, but I don't care, nigga. B Easy. That nigga put me on a lot of movies. But yeah, once again, fuck MJ Money 9S. Props to GQ Blue for wearing them suits and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, Dub, H2O, all them niggas. See, MJ Money 9S, he a bitch. He don't know the real OG niggas. He just know, Saul and Jerm and shit. See, I know H2O, Verbose, you know what I'm saying? All that. Hey, but congratulations, man. Y'all doing something good for the positive black community. Now, I also want to say, I seen the Princeton Elite today, right? And I don't know how you niggas can fit through one episode of that shit. I can't do it, dog. I feel like a fag. But hey, man. Props. Fucking MJ Money 9S. Straight up. It's your boy. Boy, I'm signing out. It's your boy Stacks.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network ever. On the net, on TV, on radio, we the best. We the best, like Kyla said. This is the Frocast, episode 200. Yeah, 200 episodes. 200 episodes. I'm your man, Saul Ray, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton. Sitting in with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ. A.K.A. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today. A.K.A. Mr. St. Patrick's Day. A.K.A. Mr. 10 times 10 times 2. Mr. 200's in the building, man.
Hey, man, look, we're going to start off the show right now. Episode 200 with slander.
Slander.
Slander. Okay. So last week we told y'all we were going to try and do something special for you. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know our schedules, I work all day. That's pretty much it. I was going to say I work at night, but I pretty much work all day. If I'm not in the gym, I'm answering calls and selling shirts and some other shit. Germ is busy. GQ's busy. B-Easy's busy. But we tried to set aside some time so we can get everybody on the show, or at least get one of them motherfuckers on the show with us. And what happened, Germ?
I mean, typical Frocast of Nation form and how the way it goes. We dropped the ball. We shit our pants somehow, some way. Nah, it always seems to happen.
That's you're being PC. That's usually my role. GQ's busy. He had to be in the White House, so we couldn't coordinate times with GQ. We tried to get B Easy.
Hey, look, we don't stop making excuses for GQ Blue. The White House is actually a trap house. GQ Blue is a drug dealer.
Damn.
The White House we always referring to is a drug dealer. It's a trap house that GQ Blue works at. GQ Blue still sell crack in 2016, man. But go ahead.
He sell drug to the community, man.
Why he be in the hood all the time. He ain't uplifting the hood. The nigga up there, he's getting the hood high.
That's why he always got those suits.
Then he leave and go to his nice little six floor penthouse apartment on the upside of Louisville,
where you can have steak and all the finest wines you never thought of, man.
Yeah, eating lobster and scallops for dinner
with his personal chef. Personal chef, you know what I'm saying? He got all the bourbons, vintage bourbons. He got bourbons from slavery days. I don't know. You know, it's GQ Blue. Mm. Be easy. We gave
he got
him a
rare
week.
Nat Turner bourbon.
He got the Harriet Tubman edition. We tried to tell B.E.Z. to say, yo, we can work with your schedule. Just let us know what day, because we know you need to be done by 12 o'clock. You got to go take paternity tests every day at 12 o'clock. So we was like, we'll be done then. He never gave us a day. So it come to this week, and I'm like, yo, niggas. Yeah, I had to break it off. Niggas, let me know when we can get this shit in. B.E.Z., we waiting on you. He's like, oh, I thought we were going to do this. I thought we was going to do that. End of the day. About 30 text messages later, we still didn't get a day or a time for B-Easy.
So oh, no, we got a time as long as we're done by 2 o'clock.
Well, we knew that from the jump, though.
Yeah. But what day, though?
Yeah, we never got a day.
As long as we're done by 2.
And then we never got a day. Like, we tried to be accommodating and say, you tell us the day. We will record the day that you need Monday through Friday. Because Saturday, Sunday, your boy works 10 hours. I'm not recording shit. That was the only requirement. He never gave us a day. So we're telling this to y'all to say that even for episode 200, B-Easy don't give a shit about y'all. He decided not to do the episode.
Yep. So it's just said, us. Fuck y'all niggas.
It's just us. It's just me and Jerm. As it's been for at least, let's see, this is episode 200. It's been me and you for at least 180.
Well, look, I mean, for at least the last 100 episodes. Show 100 was me and you. This show 200, still me and you. So we know we've done at least 100 consecutive shows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Without the aid of the, you know, the four, you know, the four horsemen that started it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, we, our roots come to an end. I mean, you know what I'm saying? No skin off our backs.
I think somewhere around. So for those of you who don't know, I guess we give them a quick plug on how this stuff started. Back in 09, we did the first one. It was just music. I think I did the first two. It was just music. And then...
Yes, all right. You invented the Fruitcast.
And well, you know, y'all had the idea. I just the one who did it. So I did the first two was just music. And then German Easy ran a strong eight or something like that. We had a little break in between there. But they ran like a strong eight. And then from there on, it's been me and Germ. Or some form of me and Germ for the most part. So we've been doing this. We've talked about everything from sports to current events to, you know, it's the format is what it is now. We had music in there. We had music submissions. We've done all this stuff for y'all for 200 episodes, man. 200 episodes. What's your favorite moment of the 200? Or if you favorite moments?
Oh, man. A lot of them. Some of the ones I still laugh at today. Most of them revolve around Saul Wright, the Jerry Curl story. Jesus Christ. The two bit story was all right.
Two bits.
The who's black? Who's black? I'm black. Like who's black? Like
shit.
That shit had me like I still laugh. Like I could be just thinking about this shit and I bust out laughing. Like I don't care where I am. Like you know I just think about this shit. So those are kind of like my funny ones. You know, just the non like Beezy has no humility at all. Like he doesn't care. Like you can say whatever, and it just like and it just bounced right off of him. That shit is kind of funny to me. Like you say something about Beezy, he'd be like, "Oh, you know, it's probably true." Or yeah, you know, I have been. You know, it's funny.
Slander.
Let's see.
Years of slander.
Like the first time GQ Blue just popped up, I was kind of like, "Yo, who's this fucking guy?" I was just. It was kind of like we was doing Frocast, and y'all just inject this new guy into the conversation. I was like. What the fuck is this guy? Like, what the fuck? Like, it's one of Saul Wright boho friends. You
damn.
Know what I'm saying? I was just like, Saul Wright trying to even the playing field? You gonna bring some progressive in here? Like,
I gotta do what I can, man. I gotta do what I can. I've been outnumbered for a long time around this place.
Yeah, man. I was like, this man, we created him a friend, man. This guy found him one. You know, always with Tracy May on the show, it's always a good time. Just to have another girl. It's just some estrogen on the podcast. Dub episodes, you know, Dub always brings funny moments with his sorry ass audio and his, you know,
Dub. I mean, he don't care where he do the show. Like, Jerm is on location today, but he's sure where he's at. He's in the car. He's got a good connection. Dub be like, fuck it, I'm gonna do this shit on the elevator.
Dub like, I'm in the middle of a rodeo right now. I'm on the back of a fucking bull bronco right now.
I give no fucks. We doing the show.
Yes.
I'm on
an F-14 fighter plane right now, man. I'm cleaning. I don't know. I'm on the deck. I can't hear anything y'all saying.
Shit, GQ too, for that matter. GQ,
oh, GQ
be outside
Blue,
of
like,
the bag.
Hey.
Yo, he be killing, he be burying bodies and shit on the show.
Clanging pans together like he looking for the... Sound like he had Benny Hanna's or something, man. This motherfucker like, what is you in there doing?
Like, I've had to stop the show several times and be like, GQ, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Oh, my bad. Y'all can hear that? Yes, nigga, you on a hibachi. Of course we can hear.
You didn't hit mute. Like, you didn't hit mute while you over there clanging shit together. Like,
that he talking right through that shit.
This nigga got pots hanging in the damn kitchen like ceiling and shit. Wondering why we hear all this fucking noise.
Negro spirits is playing in the background and shit. He don't care, man. He don't care. I know we had a couple episodes. One of my favorites is the one that didn't record. Like, it was all of us. I feel like it was all five of us on there.
Yep.
Me, you, GQ, Easy, and Tracy May. And we was clowning. We got through it, and it was a good...
No, Beezy wasn't even there.
He came on late or something, right? That's when I realized I wasn't recording.
Oh, yeah. It was like the episode that never happened.
The episode that never happened. We got like an hour and a half in, and I looked down, and this shit was not recording. And we had some good shit on there, too. Mm-hmm. The episode with Tangerine's always a favorite. Tracy May's always a favorite. You saying, find your sweet spot, nigga. Still hilarious.
Oh, man.
Still hilarious. We're talking about going to the clinic.
Oh, yeah.
And giving your donations. You said, hey, man, you got to find your sweet spot. I cried laughing. Concentration Camps. That might have even been the same episode.
Damn. Was that the Concentration Camps for the AIDS people?
Yep. No, it was for the gay people.
Oh, man.
It was the pastor talking about sending people to the camp.
Look, I done came a long way, hey, man. 200 episodes, man.
We done a lot of stuff. Y'all had to go back and listen. Of course, we don't have all the numbers. It's 200 episodes.
Yes, and some of them don't even work no more, so hey.
Hey, it is what it is. The episode when we all tried to get on, it was terrible audio. I think that was the one that y'all liked the most. Like, we got the most comments on the episode, and it was terrible. Absolute trash. But we got 200 in. We started doing this stuff weekly. This is, you know, typical Be Easy. We were doing this every once in a while. It was like once a month. And then we started doing every once every other week. And then Be Easy was like, yo, we're going to do this every week, like around episode 20 or some shit. We're going to start doing this every week. And then he disappeared. And we kept up doing this every week.
Hey, man. Hey, I hope Beezy doesn't do that to his kids, man. I'm glad he stick around for his kids, but he disappear on everything else. Man, that nigga just fade. Like, he took Jay-Z having the heart, nigga. Fade the black, man.
Let's see how many times. So he did that on the Frocast, and then we started the Fro Horseman.
Fro Horseman.
He dipped out on that
movies and shit.
He dipped out on that one, too. Damn. That is right.
Nigga, he had a hand in all the podcasts and ran out of all of them like flies. He ran out on the plug.
Three times.
He ran out plug thrice.
Damn, man. So, in your comments, you know, we always ask y'all to do stuff, whether y'all do it or not, is up to y'all. In the comments, let us know what your favorite parts of this, the Frocast is, the Frocast journey. Let us know anything you want us to bring back, improvements for the show, and leave a damn drop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Colin, leave a drop. We got a drop for this show. Your boy Stax. Who don't like MJ Money 9S, apparently.
Fuck, yeah, he hates MJ Money 9S. Damn.
I mean, he said fuck MJ Money 9S like four times.
I think he's jealous. I think he's a little jealous of MJ Money 9S. Hey, man. We know, like, we shout MJ Money 9S out. And he feel like he don't want to put MJ Money 9S on. But it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Look, Stax, I'm sorry, bro. But it's just like, you know, MJ Money 9S just made, like, he made us respect him. You, on the other hand, I mean... Hey, I don't know what to say, sir.
He gave me props. I'm not going to slander him. I don't give many props on this show. Thank you for the shout out, bro. I'm not slandering.
Oh, thank you for the shout out. But let's give him what he wants, all right? This is his moment in the sun. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is Stack's moment in the sun.
I can't.
You know, he listened to the podcast right now. He probably got a audio Woody. He like, yo, can you German song right? They're talking about me, son.
I will not slander the good
slander
man.
Slander this
nigga, Stack.
You showing your yellow.
I'm always showing my yellow. Understand it. It's down my back. I have a tattoo. It's yellow right down the
side.
He's
got a stripe on his back like a Dodge Charger, man.
I am not going to slander. Hey, I got a proper shout out. I'm not going to slander. This is only like my second proper shout out. I'm not doing it, man. He's safe with me. You good people with me, bro. We had an article posted the other day on the site, and we started texting about it, and it was about To Pimp a Butterfly, 1 year later. Do you remember who that was written by?
Who wrote the article?
Yeah.
Supreme Weave
wrote the article. One of the newer cats, one of the young cats on the nation.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to Supreme Weave, man. I remember he came to me, he came and, you know, he wrote and said he wanted to be down with the site. And then we told him, we were just like, bruh, like, you know, I don't know, you know this, like, ain't no money. And he was like, I don't want no money. I just want to write. Like, he was just like... He was just like, I don't want no money. Like, so I was just like, yo, so shout out Supreme Weave.
Hey, for real. We appreciate it, man. He's been sticking with it and grinding out, putting out content. Unprompted, you know what I'm saying? He decided to take this on. And he put up the article. Great insight, you know what I'm saying, from a young cat's point of view. I just want to know what you think about what he said. Essentially, he's saying this is, you know, easily labeled as Fear of a Black Planet for this generation. It will go down as a classic. It'll go down as one of the top 10 hip hop albums of all time, and K-Dot could be mentioned with the top 10s, period.
Okay, just a little background here. You know this album was supposed to be called To Pimp a Caterpillar?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be like Tupac. That was supposed to be like To Pimp a Caterpillar. That was supposed to be the name of the whole album was supposed to be a letter to Tupac, you know, letting him know what's going on. But he changed it to Butterfly. And so, which is, you know, whatever. But like I said, what we said in the text, man, this generation hasn't had a lot of deep music. So to them, yes, this is their Fear of a Black Planet. You know what I'm saying? Because they got niggas like Young Thug, niggas like Young Dolph, niggas like just listen to the current state of rappers. It's only like a couple of niggas that's actually spitting some shit that you feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, you like, okay, nigga saying something. But other than that, it's just a bunch of bullshit. You got Future. You got all these niggas is just saying nothing. But Zannies, panties, threesomes, lesbians, drugs, weed. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Money, you know what I'm saying? So that's it. That's all the kids hear. And then so once you get an album like this, like we said thousands of times, once you get an album like this, it kind of sticks out from the rest because it's not like the other. You know what I'm saying? But it's not that deep to me. You know what I'm saying? Right.
I was waiting for you to say that. Go ahead though.
Yeah, it's not as deep as, you know, niggas giving him a lot of credit, but it appears to be that deep because I got nine niggas with that shallow bullshit, and just one nigga stick out, and it's like, oh, he's saying something else. He really not saying nothing, because if you listen to Kendrick music, he really not saying shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't really, you know what I'm saying? I guess it's just, I don't understand why niggas is making it deeper than what it is. I don't understand.
He's got his moments. Like, when he did the, was that the Grammys, when he came out and did that performance, where he's actually making a conscious statement. And then there's other moments where, you know, it's just music, and it's cool to be just music. I will always go back to this, you know, analogy, which y'all know it's all right. I'm like a one-trick pony. If I got one analogy, I'm going to use it till it's buried. Nice and smooth. Not deep. Not deep. But they make good-ass music. Run DMC. Not deep. But they make good-ass music. It's okay just to make good music sometimes. It doesn't have to be some kind of deep analogy. So we've talked about this album several times. When he compared it to Fear of a Black Planet, I don't see that comparison. Like, if you're using that as your comparison, I don't see how you can say this is nearly that deep.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, Fear of a Black Planet wasn't that dope. Maybe. I mean, when I heard it at the time, maybe it was over my head. Maybe I need to go back and listen to it now, but if I listen to it now, I'd probably fall asleep on this shit. Let's be honest, man. Chuck D, yeah.
So it might not have been that dope, but it had a conscious...
Yeah, I guess it had the feel, the vibe. Maybe if I was in college at that time when that came out, that might have, you know, made me... You know, I guess because what was going on. What it came out, like 87, 88, somewhere around now?
Yeah, but you got... 9-1-1 is a joke, which is one of the dopest songs for hip-hop. You know, making a statement.
That's 9-1-1 is a joke. Like, it depends where you live at, you know? Like, if I live in New York City, everything's a joke in New York City.
Yeah, but if you're black, 9-1-1 is a joke everywhere. That's how that works.
They come to Big Mama house when she fell with diabetes.
Set up. Revolutionary Generation. Welcome to the Terror Dome. Like, this had a purpose. And then you listen to the Pimp a Butterfly, and I think it was one song that kind of got everybody hype up. You know what I'm saying? And so, look, it's a good album. It's not even his best album, though. I still think Good Kid, Mad City is a better album. I don't count Section 80.
Why not?
I feel like every time we hear that, it was like an underground release, and it wasn't as big as everything else. The album didn't do the numbers. Nobody really checked it out. It was on Top Dog by itself. Like, it just wasn't... I don't count it. Like, even for debuts, I feel like Good Kid, Mad City was his actual debut album. I feel like this was a mixtape that they pumped up, and it just wasn't the same. But Good Kid, Mad City is a lot better than this album to me. I don't think either one of them are revolutionary albums for what they're trying to say it stands for. Like Supreme Weave said, I don't think it's, you know, a monumental mark in hip-hop history as far as protest and things go. But for the moment, hey, it was a good-ass movie. I said it was a good-ass album. I said it would have got 5 stars from me. What do you give it? Because I think you gave it 4.5.
I didn't even give it that much. I gave it 3.5, maybe 4.
Good Kid, Mad City?
Oh, Good Kid, Mad City? Man, it's about 4.
I thought that was like one almost a universal 5-star. One of the first times we almost had that.
I told you I've never listened to past song 12, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway.
I was listening to a song, niggas like, that's some Good Kid, Mad City. I was like, for real, didn't know that.
That's a damn shame. But, you know, we props to the... I'd like to see more articles like this. You know, some of you younger cats on here, you know, y'all talked about, what's another 5-star album? Nas, I'm not, I already...
Forest Hill Drive.
We got to go back and check that one out. We didn't get that 5, did we?
Yes, we did.
We gave something else a 5, too.
What's your Kendrick boy? Got 2 5s.
Forest Hill Drive got a 5?
I'm sure Forest Hill Drive got a 5. Somebody gave Life is Good a 5.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't somebody get Catalactica a 5?
Yeah, Catalactica got a 5.
I was just like, yo, what the fuck, man? We gave out like 7 5. We lost our credibility, bro. Like, we lost all credibility right there.
We sold our credibility. We don't have any, man. We sold out. Look, we told y'all. If you got a mixtape coming out.
With two of the most boring rappers got 5-star albums on our site. It was a death day. That was a death wish. That was it, man. That was it.
And the only 5 that you think should have happened that didn't is Fonte.
Fonte should have got a 5.
Maybe you should do that one. It'd be like 3 years later now, right? 3 years
you
later.
You know what? I'm gonna leave that one alone because I was listening to that album the other day, and I was just like, you know, I mean, I still like it, but I was skipping too many songs.
Oh, so maybe wow. It's because.
Now, it wasn't skipping because it was whack. Maybe it was the mood I was in. But sometimes, no matter if I'm listening to certain albums, no matter what mood I'm in, I don't skip through it. You know what I'm saying? But that day, I was just like, I wanted to hear a certain song. And I just, maybe because I want to hear a certain song and it just, I need to get to it. But I was kind of like, So maybe the 4.5 might be deserved on that.
What album do you say that you can listen to anytime all the way through? Minus interludes. We'll give you a caveat for the interludes because some of these interludes are a little janky.
Any Outkast album pre Stankonia. So we talking Aquemini, ATLians, and Southern Playalistic. Can listen to those straight through. Let's see, Pastor Troy album. We ready? I declare war.
Any Jay-Z?
Oh, of course. The Black Album.
The Blueprint?
The second album, Hard Knock Life. The Dynasty album, I can listen to that one. DMX first album.
Yeah, It's Dark and Hell Is Hot.
Yeah, I think DMX first one I can listen to all the way through. 808s and Heartbreaks.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Well, you like beats, and that motherfucker is heavy on the bass.
Yeah.
It's interesting you mentioned all those Jay-Z albums, because that's part of the other topic. We got to get paid this episode. It was a music topic we were supposed to talk about last episode that we kind of forgot about. Bomani Jones, props to Bo, was talking about Hov and Cast. Who has a better catalog? Which is a good topic, but, you know, I'm going to go on a limb and say that Bo is a little bit biased. He is from the South. He's from the South. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, going into it, he's from the South.
And a big fanboy of Outkast.
Okay, so
his cover photo on Twitter is a picture of him and Andre 3000. But hey, what do I know?
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, but that's the context. So
I really want it be easy to be here to defend his uncle. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, since B-Eazy did go through the legal process of changing his last name to Carter.
Right.
I wanted him to be here to defend his uncle, but he's not. So here we go.
It is what it is, man. So basically, Bomani's saying that with the two artists, I guess, or the two groups of artists, however you want to put it, Jay-Z has more material, which is why he has more hits. Outkast, which has, 5 albums? Some of y'all don't want to count Speaker Box, or y'all want to count it as a split. Whatever. They have 5 albums, and in those 5 albums, not including Idle Wild, they have more quality material in shorter albums. So what he's saying is you're going to have more hits if you put out more material and you're good than Outkast, who got in there and made their mark and left. Kind of like Biggie. It's the same argument we make for Biggie versus anybody else. Biggie got 2 albums and he killed y'all with them. Yep. 2 concise, serious albums. DMX could have been the same way if he just quit with 2 albums. But
DMX wants to make 7 albums in 2-year span.
Yeah, you know, and that shit got out of hand. What do you think about this shit? About the statement in general? Who's better? Who has a more solid catalog, Jay-Z or Outkast?
I mean, musically, Outkast has the better catalog. You know what I'm saying? It's certain things that. But if I'm like playing it to get the crowd hype, I'm gonna play more Hov. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
More Hov songs gonna get played. But if I'm on a trip riding, I just want to listen to something I can ride all the way through. I can put the Outkast on and listen to their albums till I get to my destination. Hov shit, I'm going to skip around because, you know, I'm going to go to this song, go to that song, go to that song. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to skip around because he got more hits. Like, I see what he's saying. But, like, musically, it's got to be Outkast. They have the better catalog. Like, you know, Jay-Z got some good shit now. Don't get me wrong. But it's just like Outkast shit is more cohesive. It's more put together. It's more, I don't know, man. Maybe because it's two of them niggas.
So this is interesting because I was watching a little snippet of an Irv Gotti interview, and he was talking about Jay-Z, and he basically said after Biggie passed, Jay-Z was all up in his office trying to get the secrets on how Biggie shit popped. Mm-hmm. So he was like, after talking to Irv Gotti and trying to steal music from Ja Rule and shit, Jay-Z put out, I think it was Volume 2 is what he put out, which is still one of Jay-Z's bigger albums. He said he kind of stole the formula, which everybody's been chasing Biggie's formula. This is not news. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z shouldn't get slandered for that. Everybody's been chasing the Ready to Die formula because the shit worked on all levels. But he's saying that because of that, because Reasonable Doubt had already came out, In My Lifetime Volume 1 had already came out. Both of those were platinum albums, but they didn't get the same rush as Volume 2 Hard Knock Life, which is where he allegedly stole the formula and had his first 5 platinum album. 5-time platinum. So, also, people have always slandered Jay-Z because he used so many Biggie lyrics as a shout-out or whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. At the end of the day, I totally agree with my brother Germ. Outkast discography, I could put that in and chill in the house and be straight. But if I'm DJing a party, you got to hit that Jay-Z.
I gotta play. Do It Again. 12 a.m. on the way. There's more songs you gonna play. You know, Outkast. You gonna play what? Skew It. Maybe Skew It on the Barbie.
B.O.B.
B.O.B. You might play
Elevators.
That might have people sit down there, man.
You might get the slow groove on. You might get your slow bop.
I mean, what can you do to that?
But it's not energy. You know what I'm saying? It's not. You can climb. That's about it. But it ain't the energy. It ain't the energy.
I like the way you move. You play that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Depending on your crowd, you might play Hey Y'all. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's...
But shit, that's you can play damn near Blueprint by itself.
Exactly. Like, Jay-Z, you can just let it shit... Like, you got some shit for Hov. Like, just like you said, to get the party going, get the, you know... Yeah.
Just Blueprint had Takeover, Girls, Jigga. Like, just by itself. Like, hey, Renegade. Hey, man, look. That was a tough one. That was a tough one, but I gotta agree. Now, I think Bo's statement has some merit, but I don't. That's like saying that Barry Bonds wouldn't hit as many home runs if he didn't play as many years. Like, he's still a great hitter. He's still out there beating people now at 40 years old. He's still hitting more home runs than current players. So I don't know that you can negate Jay-Z's impact just because he put out more material. To me, that sounds like even more proof of greatness. He put out so many good songs for such a long time. Like, what can you say? What's Jay-Z's worst album?
You got Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come was terrible.
You got Volume 1.
You think Volume 1 was bad?
Man, everybody, like even Jay-Z said it was bad. And when he ranked his top albums, I forgot which one he had. Like, I can't remember the picture, but yeah. Like, Kingdom Come, Volume 1, let's see, that was horrible. I didn't like Blueprint 3. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that was still went platinum. That's the crazy part. That's still
All his albums go platinum though. That's Jay-Z go platinum. I mean, only album that took a long time to go platinum was Reasonable Doubts. But other than that, he went platinum. Like, he had to re-release Reasonable Doubts like 10 years later, and it made platinum. So
why did that one take so long to go platinum though? When everybody regards it as one of the best hip hop albums.
Cause that's the hip hop heads like that shit. The real niggas that play the, you know what I'm saying? That's like the head album. That's like when Jay-Z was like, niggas like, yo, the Hov can never go back to that. Hov never spitting in nicer than that. Like, them old heads say that shit, like, you know, but I don't like Reasonable Doubts like that. I mean, I listen to it. I mean, it got some nice shit on there, but you know, the Coming of Age song,
22 Twos is dope, and that's just like an interlude or some shit, right? It's not really considered a song.
I mean, it's a song.
Okay. It's only like 2 minutes long or some shit.
He gave you 22 twos when he gave you all the twos.
Yeah. Which was dope. Dead Presidents, dope. Politics as Usual, Brooklyn's
That's
Finest.
My shit right there.
Dope songs. Foxy Brown, Ain't No Nigga. And you know,
man,
that was straight.
Got a lot of shit on there, man.
That shit was straight, but fucking Black Album? That's probably my favorite. Yeah,
man,
I think Black
Album and shit, man. That album came out of time. You know, I had my first child. And I moved somewhere where it was like not Jay-Z friendly. And so that album came out. I ain't heard no Hov in months. And I was just like, man, golly, finally, man, here's some Jay-Z. Like, cause I moved somewhere where I hear Jay-Z all the time. So I moved somewhere where I don't hear no Jay-Z. And then finally, the nigga dropped the album around December. I was just like, man, this shit is, I needed this, man.
That shit was blistering. So if you say, we both agree that the Black Album is his best album.
I mean, I'd say his most complete album, like from, but between the Blueprint and the Black Album, to me, is his best albums, man.
Yeah. So then, Outkast, I think you said before, ATL is their favorite, right? Is your best?
My favorite is Aquemini.
Aquemini. Yeah, it was Aquemini. For me, it's Southern Playalistic. If I'm comparing Southern, go ahead.
But them three, Southern Playalist, ATL, Aquemini, it's like, between them three, I can go 1, 2, 3. You know, it's like either one. I can have either one of them, 1, 2, and 3. Like, either one. You know, it might be a tie. But I like more, I like Aquemini top to bottom. Like, it's hard. Them my three, them three albums are in my top 10.
You know, and let people know where you from, by the way.
I live in Florida.
But
I lived
from,
in Georgia. I lived in North Carolina.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like them three albums are in my top 10. Like, you know.
And you still giving props to Jay-Z. Like,
so, still giving props to Hov.
Like, Bomani is not, he's not gonna give New York that prop like that. He's all Southern, Scarface, Outkast. He stay on that Southern shit if you listen to him. Dungeon Family, he all on that.
He like Big Crit though. And I'm be like, he go hard.
He really like Big Crit.
And I'm just like, bro, come on, like, Bo, like, you really, like, that makes me, like, you know, like, he know music, you know what I'm saying? But that, right. But you ride for Big Crit, I can't see that, bro. You gotta let that go, bro.
Well, we Big used Crit to ride for Big Crit too.
Yeah, but then we realized that he was a fraud.
Okay, now we don't go that far.
Man's a hack.
Don't go that far. He's just like, the thing about music that pops, this is the reason why New York is always on the radio, is because they make shit for the clubs, which is a higher pace, which is what shit people want to hear passively. This shit down south is a lot slower 9 times out of 10. Might be a lot more introspective. It's just got a different vibe to it. It's the South. All right.
We can't let him keep getting by off something he did 5, 6 years ago, dog.
We've been letting Nas do it.
Y'all been letting Nas do it. Not I've been me. Calling this nigga out for the last, since Nappy Afro been about shit, man.
It ain't Nas. Me. I like one Nas album. And that's what I gave 5 stars to.
Man, Nas only had 2 good albums his whole lifetime, nigga.
And you think it was Illmatic
and Godson. Illmatic and Godson. Anything outside that, shit is not, be like, niggas be like, Nas got classic, Stillmatic, Life is Good. Like, man, stop.
First of all, Life is Good is a really great album. I won't let you slander that.
Look, 200 episodes, and I at least on 50 of mine had said something about this Life is Good thing, man. But we'll keep it going today.
So, Illmatic and Godson, both of those are pre 2000 albums?
No. Godson came out like 2002 or something like that.
Damn, that's a long time to be riding on 2 albums, bro.
Exactly.
That's a long time to be riding on 2 albums. Hey, man, look, Outkast. So, if I'm comparing head to head, Southern Playalistic is my favorite Outkast. Black Album is my favorite Jay-Z. I got to go with Southern Playalistic.
Mm.
So, to me, I guess I got to say Outkast is better.
Damn.
We get him Outkast. We give 3 classics?
4, if it depends. Like, Outkast, they got like 4. Because Stank On You did something that, like, didn't they go diamond on the album? Or
no, that's only 4 times platinum. Speaker Box is the one that did crazy numbers.
Diamond, yeah, okay. That's the diamond album.
Yeah. Speaker Box, which they were selling, weren't they selling each of those as a album by itself?
No, you cannot. That's the thing.
No, but that's how they counted it. So you bought both albums, but they counted it as a double. So each one
was
platinum
because it's more than, yeah, it's 23 something. It was 2 albums, but it's like when they count them as double, I'd be like, it's not. They can't. I mean, they have to do that, but it's like you didn't give me an option.
Yeah, so that's why it's platinum. That's why it's diamond, because it only went 5 times platinum, which is double. So.
But after they did the little the new RIAA digital sales, I think that shit went like double diamond now.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, after they changed the shit up, it's all weird.
Procast went platinum, man. Went to the new RIAA, hey,
that's what I heard. I mean, we talking about streams. You know what I'm saying? I think we got it. Here's the crazy shit.
That price just went up, man.
The price just went up, man. If you want to add on here, it's gonna cost you $3 million now.
$3 million, man. That's just to, you know, cover
shout out
minor sawright shoe expenses.
Hey, man, here's the crazy shit. Southern Playalistic, ATLNs, and Aquemini, 5-time platinums combined, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z's Volume 2, Hard Knock Life, 5-time platinum by itself.
Yep.
God damn, that's not right. You think he benefited from the New York plug?
He benefited from all that, yes. And because didn't, which albums that came out? Because Aquemini and Hard Knock Life came out on the same day.
Did they?
Yep.
Damn, music used to be on point.
They came out the same day, because I remember when I went to the store, the lady just assumed that I wanted Jay-Z album, because they, you know, they had them behind the thing, because she was just like, oh, I was like, I want Outkast. Oh, everybody been coming together. I thought, assume you wanted Jay-Z. I was like, nah, this is, play me like that.
This is 98. I was in Atlanta. I was working at HMV, so yeah. We stayed up extra long tonight. It was more albums released that day. It was like 8 albums came out.
Yeah, I was like 7 years old when I bought this album.
With no ID. No ID.
No ID. It didn't need none. This was like in the 90s, man. They didn't do that. What else? That's for y'all old niggas when C. Dolores Tucker made y'all show IDs by albums.
Didn't nobody care, though. You can go in the record store and just get what you need. No one cares, man. They just buy it.
Record store nigga needed money. He knew something was going to happen. This thing called the internet was coming.
Hey, all them cats are shut down now. All them cats shut down now. Where do you even go to buy music anymore? Like, if you're not buying on iTunes. You go to Best Buy?
Yeah, Best Buy still sell albums. Ugh. And they cheap as fuck, man. I bought J. Cole album at Best Buy. I got this shit for $9, bro. It was like $9 something.
Well, now you can probably get that shit for even cheaper. Kind of related. We staying on music. Sony just
straight
bought
music topics.
Straight music, man. Hey, we getting our checks this week.
Just three straight music topics.
Your boy Sony. Yo boy.
Yeah.
They paid $750 million for MJ's investment in, so he owned 50% of Sony's music.
Yep.
It was like 4 million songs or something like that, publishing for their song. He bought it for $45 million back in 1985.
Yeah.
They paid $750 million.
I know they was like, Michael, why are you spending $45 million? He's like, I don't know. I just think it's gonna be big.
And now look at him. That's a hell of a return on investment. $45 million to $750 million. Here's the sad part, is that they sold it for $750 million in one lump sum, but it's worth about $2 billion.
Yeah.
$2 billion. You sold out $2 billion. $2 billion.
No, look, they say his estate is in debt or something, like 500 something. They say he's in debt or whatever, and I'm just like,
how?
How's Michael Jackson $500 million in debt?
Like, he's dead. He wasn't sense. In debt.
Like, I was just like, yo, this nigga, there's no way this man could be in debt. I don't care how many fucking elephant bones this nigga bought, bruh. Like, yo, this nigga is not in debt.
It's
like,
impossible. He owns...
I seen a million people at your show. You had 1 million people at one concert, dog.
Dude, he owned all his publishing. So how is it possible that
he owned
debt?
The Beatles publishing? So that's why I'm like, yo, how's this nigga in the debt? If I in 1985 I bought 50% of Sony music, how am I in debt? Like,
you own Beatles music, you own Sting music, you own Alicia Keys' new ass music,
bruh. Like, Michael Jackson could have owned his own streaming site, like, but just the music I own, bitch.
Who
how am I in debt?
So who is in control of his estate that decided to give away the publishing rights? Because now Sony's they're good. That's what Sony needed.
That's all they've been wanting the whole time. They was forever. Like, yeah, we wouldn't have to kill him if he just would have gave it up this easy.
Look, this is why Michael Jackson was talking about Tony Mottola as a bitch. Because Tommy Mottola, every time he wanted to do an album, he wanted to renegotiate the publishing. Every time MJ wanted to drop an album, he was like, yo, we can do that, but we need to get some of that publishing back. Every fucking time. So now MJ's dead. Murdered, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Say what you want. Murdered, and they go and get this fucking $750 million for a $2 billion worth of music. That is fucking trash, bro.
Man, dog, that is like, that was just like a junkie, like, that just like something. Come on, man. You ain't getting that market value for the shit. Like, what?
They'll make 60% of that back next year just by putting it on the
street. No, they're going to make all of it back. Man, like, dude, you ain't getting no points on the package no more.
Nothing.
Like, he still owned his music. But he owned all the other shit that he has. Of course.
So all the fucking Beatles unreleased shit that's gonna come out, all the Beatles remixes that's gonna come out alone that y'all gonna be dying for, should have been MJ's money.
No, it wasn't gonna come out as long as MJ sat on it. They would never put that shit out.
Right. Now it's gonna come out.
We gonna put out everything now, man. Cause we can make money off of it. That dead motherfucker ain't gonna make no money. I mean, fuck Sony, man. Fuck PlayStation. Fuck anything Sony got. I ain't buying no fucking Sony TV no more, nigga. Fuck them niggas, man. If you on Sony, if Sony deal with your music, you a bitch too, nigga. Fuck all that.
This shit is bad, bro. I just don't know how you. Like, MJ got kids. Whether they're his or not, you know, that's
okay. Yeah, them three white kids are not his, but who cares?
They're still his kids. They're the heirs to the throne, and you just sold out their birthright for $750 million. to a family that's corrupt. We got Janet over here with kids that supposedly her niece. We got your boy Jermaine over here with the terrible hair. Hey man, look, this family's in shambles. And y'all just sold him for $750 million. That hurt me when I saw that. I was like, damn, like that's what he worked for. That was his whole shit.
Yes, he did that on purpose. Like, yo, I'm gonna show y'all this is how you damn take control of the music business, man. He did that and they've been wanting that shit for years.
Man, I mean they've been fighting him since he got it. Since 85, yeah. They've been going to him for this shit. Since 85.
Paul McCartney, then they fall out behind that shit.
Yes. Yes, man. Since 85. As soon as he purchased it, it was a problem. And MJ wasn't even negotiating. He was like, yo, it's just mine. That's it. Yeah. I'm not selling it. I'm not, it's mine. I got it. We good. And here we go. Y'all sold this shit, man. That's terrible. That's fucking disgusting. Speaking of shit that's terrible and fucking disgusting, your boy Jared, Mr. Subway.
Oh man. $5.
Which, you know what, my wife made a good point the other day. So they ran that $5 campaign for about what, 3-4 months? Now they're selling the same footlongs for $6.
Oh yeah.
How is the same footlong a dollar more now?
Hey man, they gotta pay legal fees, man.
But you paid the whole fucking song is $5. You made a whole campaign out of $5.
Yeah, but man, all the traditional things are $6 now, man. Inflation, man. When McDonald's and shit had the 2 for 5s and all that shit, man, it changed the whole market. The whole, everything changed, man.
Hey, well, McDonald's is closing now. You know what I'm saying? They started to close McDonald's.
What?
I'm saying. Yeah, they McDonald's reporting their first year's a loss, and they're starting to close.
They're going to blame that black man they had leading the way.
Probably. That's usually when we get in power. That's when they take stuff away. But your boy Jared, Mr. $5 footlong, who went to jail for assaulting those kids, sexually molesting those kids. Didn't he get like 2 years or something stupid? He got a light in the ass sentence.
He got like 9 years or something, wasn't
he? I don't know. It was light in the ass. I read the story. It was reported on TMZ, which I never slandered TMZ. They always have the news first. As much
except
as I
when they said Lil Wayne was dead, but go ahead.
Yeah, and so this one, I'm thinking they need to be slandered. Apparently, he got jumped in the yard, Inglewood Prison. Okay. Apparently, he got jumped by a dude named Stephen Nigg. Come on, bro. I can't buy that.
Stephen Nigg?
I can't buy that, bro. I can't buy that, man. He's a 60-year-old dude named Stephen Nigg. Punched Jared down in the fucking yard and beat him down. I can't buy the story, bro.
Okay. Hey, I can believe it.
You think it happened? You think Stephen Nigg whooped Jared's ass?
Yeah, Jared probably got his ass whooped several times since he's been in jail.
I don't doubt that part. But Stephen Nigg?
Hey, man.
I can't buy Stephen Nigg, bro.
Nigg. That's funny.
I can't buy Stephen Nigg. Whose punishment was just put in solitary?
Hey! He didn't ever fight somebody. That's what the book says, man. It's just a fight. I mean, you know, everybody talking about, I seen reports say he got sexually assaulted and all that. I'm like, come on, man. Like, you know,
that's what we want to happen, right? Like, that's the rumor.
Why we want to see Jared get raped? Just because he raped people, man. That's not the kind of society we live in, is it?
In jail, it's a totally different rule. Yeah. Totally different rules, man. I don't even know what to say about that. It's just, hey.
Hey, man, shout out to Jared, man. Hey, you got a bob and weave in there, buddy. You got long. Hey, you like you said, he sold footlongs for a long time. Now he about to see some footlongs.
Yes. That is disgusting, bro.
Y'all 10-inch footlongs, y'all be selling the damn Subway.
Right, supposed to be footlong, 10 inches, and then they apologize. Like, you know what you was doing.
Yes.
We had a chick at the gym, she got some pre-workout, and it says, you know, it's supposed to be 60 scoops. And she went and measured it out, bruh. It was like 40 scoops. Supposed to be 60, it was like 40. She wrote the company, and now the company is trying to change their shit up. Like, so I wonder how often... In general, because we already know this with the chips, it's like half bag of air. How many different things that we get as a quote unquote serving size is less than what it's supposed to be? I don't have the energy or patience to go and measure that shit out like she did.
Hey, did you remember the little girl that back in the day, you know how Chips Ahoy used to advertise 1,000 chips in every bag?
1,000 chips or something, yeah, bet you buy the chip and all that bullshit.
So she goddamn broke a bag down and wasn't 1,000 chips in there, dog. It wasn't 1,000.
Did she get paid?
She might got free cookies for life. You know how they do motherfuckers like that. You know, she was a kid, but still, you know, who put her up to it? You know what I'm saying? Is all I want to know, you know. That's I hate when parents put their kids up to stuff like that. I really hate that, man, you know.
God damn, man. Now, this is a story I know nothing about. Nothing about this. You got it on the list. I don't know anything about it. Miko Grimes?
Miko Grimes, yes. She is the wife of NFL baller Brent Grimes. And he was recently playing for the Miami Dolphins, right, and they released him. And, you know, everybody thinks the reason why he got released, even Miko, is because of how she acts on Twitter. Like, I don't know if you can look her up real fast. Just look up Miko Grimes. She said some real fucking slanderous shit on Twitter. Like, she, I mean, calling people faggots, nigga. I mean, she, you know, she doesn't behave in your typical NFL wife.
She's not docile and back and not. Yeah,
she's jostling. She's jostling. You know what I'm saying? But she's like an older woman. Brent Grimes, a light skinned nigga. Like, she a little too hard for a light skinned nigga, is what I think. And you know what I'm saying? But she gets released from the Dolphins. He gets released from the Dolphins. And I don't know if he got picked up by any team yet. I think he might be going back to Atlanta or something. But a lot of teams are shying away from him because of her. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just, yeah. You gotta check her out. Miko Grimes. Yeah.
Was he a good player?
He was a good corner. I mean, you know, last 3 years he was one of the best, you know, defensive players on the Dolphins team. You know what I'm saying?
Looking at the Dolphins, last 3 years, 60 combined tackles, 57, and then 36. So he got a drop off. But he only played like 10 games.
Okay.
So then he had 8 assists, 10 assists, 10 assists. It's still not bad. 1 forced fumble in 3 years. Now, look, this is where he started making his money. 13 interceptions. That's still 3 years, though. 13 interceptions, but it's still 3 years. I guess he's decent. I don't know that he's been picked up. Let me look here. Yeah, it actually says he got picked up by the Bucks.
Okay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed him for $16.5 million.
Okay, so he's going to Tampa.
He's going to Tampa, get paid. He getting, what, $8 a year? Didn't your boy from Florida just get like double that?
Are we talking about Janoris?
Yeah.
I mean, but Janoris is a beast, though. It's the difference.
I think that the last 3 years might be the same, right? I guess we could look it up.
Well, Janoris a little younger. Brent like 31, that's true. Too. So, you know.
So you got the age on him.
Yeah. I'm going to give him.
Yeah. So if, let's say that we were doing this show and Queen Jern decided to start tweeting reckless. Would you defend her, or would you
look, publicly, I'm going to defend her. Privately, I'm going to say, yo, you wrong as fuck. I'm going to do that with all y'all niggas. Why? Because y'all my niggas. Somebody come at y'all publicly, I'm going to ride for them. Even if you wrong, it's all right. I'm going to ride for you, bro. But that text message I'm going to send you, I'm like, even though you're wrong, it's all right, my nigga. I had your back. Publicly. I'm going to tell you now, you know, privately, I'm like, yo, man. You know what I'm saying? You left me on the limb right there, but you know me, nigga. We wrong.
I disagree. You would leave me out to dry. You've done it before.
Sorry, I've never left you out to dry.
You've done it.
Sorry.
The whole you show your yellow incident, you sat back and watched as this man attacked me for not saying shit. That motherfucker was mad at you, and somehow I caught the heat, and you was in the clear. You ain't saying shit.
Sorry,
you left me out to dry, bro.
I don't remember that. Sorry.
This happens all the time. Again.
It's all right. I smoke a lot. I forget a lot.
This happens all the time. Look at the transcripts. This happens all the time. Jerm will say something. I'll come in and say something. And for some reason, I get attacked. And Jerm just sits there and watches and laughs. If you can see the text messages, he be like, yo, that nigga got that song right. Like, that motherfucking song ain't like, shit. Look at that shit. He just sits there and can watch, man. So I refuse to believe that you would have my back. Unless it was maybe the cops. If the cops was involved, you probably have my back. But in public opinion, you're going to let me die.
No, I won't. It's all right, man. I resent that.
I've seen it. It's the worst shit ever. You steal my people. Speaking of letting people die, I guess we should talk about TV Talk. We should talk about Friday Night Tights. We should talk about the Outlaws, the Yoakum City Outlaws, who had an undefeated season. Talking all that shit about Typhoon. We heard Typhoon was the toughest league. We just went 8-0. We're going to the playoffs. You had a month vacation. Came out, got their ass whooped. But who was it? The Wildcats or the Wolverines or some
the
shit?
The Wolfpack.
Came out, got your ass whooped. Fumbling. Daddy getting tackled by one and two dudes by himself.
Oh, well, look, they, because they, what it was he went very, very simple with the play calling. So the team was like, yo, we just going to shut down. Like, we know what they're going to do. They come out, they do the same play, first play of the game, a little tight end reverse to Daddy. You know what I'm saying? They stopped him from scoring. And then, you know, this the play that really blew my mind. When the other Brooks brother went to 25, when he was running the ball and he fumbled, and he was just like, oh my God, I dropped the ball. Instead of going back to get the ball,
he threw his hands up.
He threw his hands up in the air like, oh my God, I dropped the ball. What am I doing? And then he, oh my God.
That's the fucked up part, is that they still got the fumble back, but they were 20 yards deep.
Yes.
And then they threw a pass about 12 yards.
Maybe, no, they threw like a 6-yard pass. He got 6 yards, and they were still short.
It was bad, man. It 34,
what you going to call? Oh, we going to call a toss to Daddy. You know what I'm saying? We going to call a 29 toss. And I was just like, why
all
is he
sweeps.
Sweeping? I said, why is he calling sweep way to the outside when they shutting that shit down? Run him between the tackles.
Then they ran the wildcat because he got the snap.
Fumbled the ball.
Daddy got the snap, and he dropped back like 10 yards and still got like, it was just bad, man. It was bad. The coach was crying.
And the coach was boo-hooing, but he was just like, I mean, guys, I could never. And then, hey, look, he was mad when he was like 3rd and 4. He called it. He was like, it's 3rd and 4, though. It's 3rd and 4. Like, what are you doing? Like, throw the damn ball.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was horrible. Okay. Outlaws, baby. They beat the another team.
Yeah, the real Outlaws. I think it's safe to say the real Outlaws came through in the clutch, got another W.
Yeah.
Looking good now. They hitting their stride. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they've been on point since that first loss. That first loss, I think, woke them the fuck up. And I think that's their only loss, right? Because they're like the number 2 or 3 seed.
Yep. That's the only loss.
So they got the state championship for Texas. They on the way to California. Hey, man, props to the Outlaws, man. Coach Mo finally got it together. You know, y'all doing your thing. And then we got the other team who is not the Junior Broncos, but what's the other horse team? The Mustangs.
Mustangs. The Mission Mustangs.
What the hell? We've seen the Mission Mustangs in like 2 episodes.
Yeah, look, they was in the championship game last year against the Outlaws.
But this season, we've only seen them in like 2 episodes.
Yeah, exactly. We ain't seen them, but like, exactly. So, like, they stopped showing the Junior Broncos. What happened to them?
Don't know. Don't know, but we got the Mustangs in. The Mustangs took
Junior Broncos had to make the playoffs. They was undefeated. So, like, was they 1 and done? Like, I don't understand what happened to Junior. Like, once the mom left the team and she stepped down, they stopped showing the Junior Broncos, man.
This season, like, the editing on this season is horrible. We mentioned it several times. Like, why? We're in the playoffs now. Why are we talking about the Seahawks?
They having their little, you know, they got to show them at their little postseason party.
Man, fuck that. There's no reason.
This shit was like, look, he ain't getting no trophies. Y'all niggas, man.
We can go to fucking CC's Pizza and play games and shit. And
yeah, I gotta pay for all y'all niggas anyway. Like, fuck. I gotta pick y'all up too, huh? All right.
And that's the crusher. So, this is his first season as a coach. He got the team. The mom, one of the moms is leaving her son with the coach so she can move and get her life together, so to speak. Mm. So, okay. So, number one, that means that she got some drug addiction or something, right? Cause you got
to
move.
She just ain't got enough money. When she moving, she going to get a job, and she want to, you know, show up the job. And plus, maybe coach want to keep that nigga. He ain't got no son.
But what? So that brings me to my point, and the reason I bring that up. What can someone show you in 8 weeks? Let's go ahead and go out on a limb and say it was double that. 16 weeks.
Yeah.
That makes you want to leave your kid with him. Cause you've only seen this dude once a week for 16 weeks. What makes you think that you want to leave your child with this person?
And she said the son, the son, he had no daddy figure, and this is the close thing to daddy that, you know, the man didn't have. So she was about to move and pull him away from that. She knew she was going to lose him, and, you know, because he probably going to start rebelling and all that. And so she was just like, man, I might as well just let him stay here. So at least I know where my son at. He in good hands, man. So I kind of understand it, but I couldn't do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? My kid going with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, maybe it's rough on the single parents, man. I don't
understand, like, what you. Now, she did say that his father hadn't been in and out of jail for 11 years.
His whole life.
11 years in and out of jail.
That lets me know right now you don't make good decisions.
Make bad decisions, bro. So now you're going to go from that to leaving this mother. Like, what are you doing to the kid that you're leaving?
See, he might. That might be the most stable shit he got. This nigga, no, he got a barbershop. He ain't going nowhere. So maybe this is the best thing for the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Like, don't he also say that he has PTSD?
Yeah, but you know, like, look, so do the mama and the daddy. Like, the kid is used to that shit.
So the parents got PTSD too.
Yes.
I don't know, man. It's just, I've always asked this, and I don't know what's going on with my sisters. You know, if we got any sisters listen to the show, please comment if you have experience. But our women seem to leave the kids with whoever. The grandmama, the aunt, the dude you grew with, the girl you grew up with. You know what I'm saying? Like, this happens on a regular basis. And I don't know what the fuck is going on, the way you just drop your kid off of somebody. I don't get it.
Hey, man. Here we had to go, bro. And to go. So,
I guess. I know that next week, is it next week or the week after, we get Friday Night Tights Steel City.
That's like Tuesday, bro. Like the 22nd.
Yeah, 22nd. So next week we'll be talking about a new location. We really hyped for this shit. If y'all can't.
Yes. I want them to go year round, man.
It's smart money. Well, you know, during football season, they might as well hang that shit up.
Yeah.
You hang it up during football season. But this is smart money. This is good shit. I like to see it. I like to see black folks doing things. I'm really excited about that.
I like seeing young folks. I ain't gonna just say limited to black. I like to see the youth. You know what I'm saying? I like to see that shit, man. Because them niggas are playing it for the love of the game. Ain't no agendas. They ain't playing for scholarships. They ain't playing for money. They just playing because they like playing football, man. And I love seeing this shit.
Where is Juju?
Juju plays for the Outlaws.
Isn't he the one that was a free agent at the beginning of the season?
No, you talking about Tadion.
Tadion Lott.
I told you what his deal was. People wanted money, so that's why they ain't on our show. He probably played for the junior Rockets.
And that's why they ain't been on the show since the second week either.
Yeah.
Like, they got rolled off. So yeah, we hype about seeing what happens next time. We definitely want to see that shit happen. That's the other thing I want to talk about too. The Mustangs coach threw up.
Yes.
He threw up pregame. When did coach throw up?
Hey, bro, that day, you was in the championship game last year. Why are you throwing up for this little playoff game right here, man?
And they won. I don't get it. They beat the Steelers.
Did you see the way he, like, eviscerated the kid in practice for talking shit about his teammates?
The worst. I think he should have sat him down. That would have been his last game.
I don't trust none of them. They sorry. They don't catch the ball.
That'd be your last game, bro. You had to teach a lesson. You can't do that, bro. Because he was already talking back. Like, the little quarterback got sassy. You know what I'm saying? Every time they said something, he's like, he was wide open. He said, where? I'm like, hey, man, you should have sat him down then. But you let him keep talking. Then you sit up here, why are you throwing the ball? They never catch anything. I was like, whoa. And he was like, really? That's what you're going to do to your teammates? And then he started crying. It made him apologize. And he's like, we're your team.
Yeah, we got your back, man. You know what? As a lineman, I would have been like, okay, time to let him know, Sean, that we got his back. Yeah. Fellas, we're going to go ahead, sidestep, let his ass get hit right now.
All it takes is one play.
Yeah.
That's all it takes is one play. That ass get lit up and he'll change his tune. But he wouldn't have been starting that game. And then the Steelers coach, who sounded like Avery Johnson.
No, that was a woman. Stop it, man. That was a woman.
That wasn't a woman.
That was a woman.
No, it's not. The Steelers coach?
The Austin Steelers. That is a woman.
I don't think that's a woman, bro.
Had to be a woman, sorry. Right? No way. No way a grown man voice is that fucking like, sir. All right. I'm not. Hey, look, he's got to at least be a stud, at least, okay? He's got to be a tranny or something. He got to be.
Slandering the shit out of that dude. That dude sounds like Avery Johnson.
No, he don't. He sound like Avina Johnson.
That was a dude.
He sound like Avery Johnson, mama. Bro, that was a woman, bro. I was like, yo, how my head football coach gonna be a dyke stud? Like, I was just like, man.
It was a dude.
Bro, that was a woman.
That's a dude, man. If you go to the page, it even says it's a he, it's a dude.
Nah, bro, I'm not buying this, all right. Look. They say Caitlyn Jenner's a she, so yes, he might be a he, but we know that's a she. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the slander is real, bro.
She can call herself he all she wants to, but we know that's a she.
The slander is real. But the coach, you get your ass whooped. Your team is doing the walkthrough. The last thing you want to do is run after the coach of the other team and say, hey, your quarterback, does he go to camps? He's amazing.
Hey, who's not be laughing? That's your quarterback? Does he go to camp or something? Oh, man. You know, I was just like, that's why I knew it was a woman. I was like, that's only a woman would do that.
I was just like, that's a woman. Like,
that shit was sad, bro. That shit was
why
sad.
You ass does he go to camps? Like, what does that have to do with him just whooping your ass? Like,
that shit is sad, bro. That shit was sad. I'm looking at the page, but it's a dude. I can't believe you slandered homeboy like that.
Homegirl.
It's a dude, man.
You still ain't present. Hey, what's the what's her or his name? His or her name?
They ain't got the name. I'm looking at the pictures,
though.
You know
why? Because it's a woman. I bet if you Google head coach of the Austin Steelers, it's going to come up with a girl name, bruh. Typha, head coach Austin Steelers.
I'm looking at that right now. I'm looking at that right now. This is the worst, bruh. I can't believe you slandered this grown-ass man like this.
Grown-ass woman. You keep saying man.
It's a fucking man, bruh. It's
all right as a woman, man.
John Mark Mallory.
That's not his name.
That's the name.
No.
John Mark Mallory.
No. Mallory. Maybe Mallory. Don is the coach. Mark is the coach. And Mallory is the coach. Mallory is the coach that was on TV, dog.
Slander. The slander, bro. You don't watch. We haven't talked about this in a while. But since we got in our shout out, we're talking about the Prancing Elites. You haven't watched them since the first season, like the first four episodes.
Man, look, I watched it just for that one talking fodder. And it was on the other day. And I was like, whoa. And I just turned through it. I mean, I don't watch it. You know, I mean, shit. If I'm turning through it, nah, I don't watch it. I ain't gonna sit there.
I tried to watch most of the season, and they've definitely turned up the.
Yes. Like, ain't one of them HIV positive now or something?
Yeah, that happened last season. He's still, you know, HIV positive. Once you get that, that's
just pretty
much
it. Unless you magic.
Unless you magic. You got it.
Yeah.
But the makeup and stuff is turned up this season. Like, way up. They had an episode. This is the kind of shit I don't like seeing for our community. Gay or straight. I don't. The conversation about black fathers not being around. They had a whole episode dedicated to that. Because two of the three dudes are dealing with issues with their father or their absent father. First of all, I don't think anybody on the team knows who their father is. Nobody. Of the five, none of them not know who their father is. Let me rephrase that. They're not active in their lives. Mm. So this whole episode was talking about two of them having issues with their father. The other one being transgender. No father in that household. No father in the family. It's like they got like a distant cousin who's a guy. And I'm looking at that and I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on? What's the agenda for this show now?
I don't know. Like, you know, I guess it started out with good intentions, but then it turned into a reality show. They're like, yo, we got to draw our rings now. So,
yeah.
You know, now it's, yeah,
that's what it is. Is now it seems like it's about the ratings. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's like, how uncomfortable can we make viewers? You know what I'm saying?
Is there like because they even show like when they're doing their dance routines, they're showing asses, and like what are you doing?
Yes, like I was watching one episode. There's an skate rink or some shit.
Yeah,
and yeah. They were supposed to perform at a skate rink, and I was just like, okay. Like I'm not saying nothing is wrong with that because I mean, but when you're it seems like I would look if that was women dressed like that, and I'd be like, why are they doing all this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I have a problem with women to do attention seeking stuff. So I definitely got a problem with men who do attention seeking stuff, aka GQ Blue. Excuse me, GQ
wow.
Blue.
Wow.
GQ Blue. Hey, look, GQ Blue. That's why he was defending Kim Kardashian and Amber Rose and them, because he's just like them. He does the same thing. He loves the attention.
Whoa.
You wouldn't snap with six buttons open on your shirt, man. You wouldn't do that if you ain't like the attention and the DMs that you got from it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, did I just go there?
Let him live, bro. Let him live, man. Okay, he's a young cat. He got a nice job. He got his new place. You know what I'm saying? He's freshly single. Let him do his thing, man.
Man, but you know, like I said, I see why he was defending him, though. Man, he with the likes, too. He loves it. He's addictive.
Damn. Props to GQ, man. Shit.
Yeah, man. That nigga sitting there blowing hookah.
First of all, he had a hookah machine that he never used before.
Exactly.
And now he's popping every week on the hookah.
Yes. Hey, look, hookah people, man, y'all can't look down to cigarette smokers, man. Y'all the same fucking thing.
But less rewarding,
socially
right?
Accessible.
It's less rewarding than smoking. Like, if you smoke cigarettes or weed, you get some give back. You get calm. Hookah is just incense, ain't it? Or is it
no,
nicotine?
Hookah is wet tobacco. It's tobacco.
With flavor?
Flavored. Yes, flavored tobacco, yes.
I'm good, man. That's like smoking incense. I'm straight. Yeah, you might as well just smoke the weed, man.
Yeah, at least weed gonna get me high and give me the munchies, man. Hey, speaking of munchies, man, I'm about to go to Carrie Hilliard's when we get through recording the show. Give me a chicken tender box. Make sure I got enough change.
We stay mentioning food in episodes. This shit is ridiculous.
Yes.
Better Call Saul. Last episode was a little slow, bro.
Yeah, the last one was a little slow. That was one of them. Because, I mean, you got to understand, man, they gave you so much to, you know what I'm saying, the previous episode. So this one was kind of like, I really hate Kim. Like, I just don't like her. Like, you know, yeah. I hate, you know, maybe because they just so clean and they don't want everything by the book. And, you know, Jimmy, like, I see why. Like, he didn't fit in right now. He's a little too crooked for a lawyer, like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I see he not lasting too long at Davidson, Maine. So, yeah, you know.
It got a little weird. We got the introduction to the old man in the wheelchair.
Yes, yes.
Which I thought was dope, you know, but it took us, what, 45 minutes into the episode before we saw that.
Yeah.
But, you know, props to him being in it, which was dope. What was it,
Salamanca or something like that,
which was dope, you know what I'm saying? But the episode was just slow, like, there's not even much to talk about on that shit. Even Saul's brother getting in there, and
I hate what's his name,
Ted or some shit, I don't remember his fucking
Chuck.
Name. Chuck is a like, he's worse than Jimmy.
Yeah, Chuck is a fuck boy. Jimmy cool as fuck, Chuck is a fuck boy.
It, pretty bad fuckboy too. Like, for all we know right now, at this point in the show, he hasn't done any fucking work. He's still a partner. He ain't done shit.
Because they say his something about, they keep sending him something. Remember they was like, remember, because Jimmy was trying to get him to leave and just like, yo, just he'll leave and just cut his money. Like, you know,
yeah, they keep him on payroll. But why they keep him on payroll? He ain't done no work and he can't do any work. Yeah. Fire that nigga, man. Y'all got me saying nigga twice.
They can't fire him because they owe him so much money. They was like, man, it'll take the company down. If he leave, that, like, the money he's owed would cripple the company. So they just keep him there and just keep sending him fucking checks. And he ain't cashing or some bullshit.
It's whack, man. Like, that whole electric shit, his syndrome, all of this shit's tired. Yeah. Let's just kill him off and let's
go. Yeah, because I'll be like, yo, first of all, nigga, I'm not taking my watch off doing all this shit for you, man. Fuck you, man. Nah. I got to sit here and work in the dark because of you, nigga. Fuck you.
And then you got my girl fired? Or at least I believe you got my girl put in the doghouse.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He punishing her. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that shit's tired. But they just got picked up for another season. So yeah. Better Call Saul is in the books for a third season.
Rotten Tomatoes says 97%. It gets a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, so it's out of 100, 97.
That means that I can't get this shit canceled. I've been watching this first season.
It's Saul Wright proof.
It's Saul Wright proof, man. Better Call Saul is Saul Wright proof. Three seasons in. You know, can they do another spinoff? We talked about this before. Can they do another spinoff?
It depends Breaking on Bad? Who. It's got to be the right character. It can't be like, Jesse, because Jesse was in high school, you know. Yeah. So they might could do something like after Fallout with Jesse doing like, you know, like this was is all pre, you know what I'm saying, the pre Walt, you know. Jesse life got to be post Walt because he was in high school. We don't give a fuck about him, you know what I'm saying. Before that, you know what I'm saying. So it's got to be like afterwards, you know what I'm saying. So only person I could see possibly getting the show is either Gus. Like, they can start a Gus show. I'll watch that. You know what I'm saying? Cause this basically is about Mike Ehrmantraut and Saul Goodman. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Gus could get a show. But them, like, the only ones that I'd be interested in seeing, man.
Gus would be really good just because he was so, like, we saw the college throwback when he was in college with his friend. That's how he got started in this shit. So his whole venture into the drug game was vindictive as fuck. Like, he basically, I'm just gonna take y'all out. And we saw that happen and we saw him get killed. So I would definitely be down for that shit. Definitely be down for that shit. Do you watch any other shows? I know you don't watch Blackish. You still watching the OJ trial shit?
Yes.
Are you watching?
Which you should be watching.
Can you please explain to me why this is such a draw?
Because it's good because it's like it's fucking nothing had our nation under wraps like the OJ Simpson trial. I don't think there's been another trial that was so publicized, so everybody was tuned in, like everybody picked sides, and now this is just like a rehash of all that going on now with the People versus OJ Simpson, which comes on FX on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock. Pretty damn good show, man. Just to see it all, you know, replayed over with the actors. You know, Courtney Vance does a great job as Johnny Cochran. Marsha Clark looks like Marsha Clark. Is her name Marsha Clark?
Yeah, I saw that shit too. She does look like her.
Yeah, Chris Darden kind of look like Chris Darden. You know, Travolta looks horrible as Bob Shapiro. I just want
to. That's who he's supposed to be.
Yes, he's Bob Shapiro. Oh, no. But it's just like, it's just horrible. It's like the makeup. I just don't get it. Like the whole little, the way he holds his face, and he just be like,
This shit is bad, bro.
Yeah, this shit is, but that's the only, but other than that, like, you know.
They got the other characters on point.
Yeah, you know, you got your boy from Friends playing Bob Kardashian. Yeah, so, you know, like I said, it's not a bad show, man.
I might give it a spin.
I check it out, man. It's just like, and then it's, man, it's just like, it's got the cussing in and everything, so you get your motherfuckers bullshit. You know, you get all that, so it's like, you know, it's not watered down at all, man. And the funny thing about OJ, he always makes football references about everything. He was like, Bob, why you going against Johnny, man? You're crossing over the quarterback, man. Or he say, it's third and long, man. We got to do something, man. Or it's fourth quarter, man.
So
his analogies are always football related, and that shit make me laugh, man.
God damn, man. Props to OJ, man.
I see what's going on here, man. Defense is in the cover, too, and I'm saying,
hey, man. Props to OJ, man. Ain't he supposed to be getting out, like, next year or some shit?
OJ, I thought he got sentenced to 30 years.
I think he's supposed to be getting out. He's like for stealing cable or some shit. He's supposed to be getting out.
No, he is in jail for stealing his own shit, for setting up the robbery of stealing his own merchandise back.
Yeah, but I don't think he got like that long, man.
OJ will die in prison,
man,
bro.
Man, free OJ, man.
Look it up. OJ get 30 years, bro. He got 30 years, man.
Free OJ, man. Shit.
OJ ain't getting out for a long time, man.
God damn. Anyway, man, we got Keeping 100.
Oh, man. Keeping 100, man.
I know you know what this shit is.
It's all right. I don't know if I said this one already. I probably did, but I'm going to let everybody know again.
You did last year. Season. Yeah, last year, right this time, you did it.
It's sundress season, so all right. The pollen is coming down. Everybody's cars looking like little tennis balls. The weather getting warmer. Old man winters have been ushered out the building. Spring is setting in. The rain, the flowers, the ladies wearing their sundresses, them asses is shaking, no draws. Oh, my God. Oh, God. It's overload, man. Just to see, nothing is like a sundress when you see a woman walking with that sundress and that butt be clapping, bro. Ain't not like it, man. Nothing. So, ladies, wear your sundresses, have your backs out. Make sure everything's shaved up. You know, get your feet, you know what I'm saying? At least get the dry skin shaved off your feet. We don't want to see no ashy ass heels or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? I really don't care about your feet, but just the heels, just don't have them ashy. And yeah, it's that time of year, so all right.
So you're still team sundress over team yoga pants?
I mean, look, whoa.
This was
Tyson number one. I don't know what yoga pants are. I really don't.
That's
tight. I know Be Easy wear them, so that's why I don't associate yoga pants with women no more. I just associate them with Be Easy. So, so tights are yoga pants.
Yeah, yoga pants, they're and basically leggings, the tights, but they're loose at the bottom.
Tights.
Yeah, all yoga pants are loose at the bottom.
Oh, nah. I like, give me tights.
They tight up top, but they loose at the bottom.
Nah, they look weird, but I don't like the flare bottoms. I don't like that, nah. I like that shit to be to the, so give me leggings, sundresses, then yoga pants.
God damn, man. I think a listener sent us that question like last year. Team yoga pants, team sundress. Right. Sundresses are beautiful.
Shout out to the women that wear them little nurse outfits, bro. Them shit, they look, hey.
Scrubs?
When you see ass in scrubs, you know she got ass, bro. You be like, oh, shit.
How often do you see nice looking asses in scrubs, though?
Bro, like, you know, you see girls going to work and shit, like at the state, you know what I'm saying? You see women out, like, that work in the nurse's office and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You be like, oh, shit, they had a nice little Air Max on to match their little scrub, little uniform, something, you know what I'm saying? The phlebotomists out there, you got them out there, man.
Hey, I'm in Texas. I'm in Austin, Texas, so.
The capital of Texas, might I add.
My shit's a little skewed. I don't get the same views as some of y'all get.
Hey, sorry, I bet you some bad white women out there.
I'm not interested.
All right, man. See, you cut off like 60% of women in town right now.
It's not on purpose. I'm just not attracted to white women.
Look at them, though.
It's
all right. Just look at them.
Be
like, whoa, that's a bad white girl. 99. They got flat cakes and shit. I'm not looking. They built like
that. I can appreciate beauty, but I'm not attracted to white women. I love black women.
If they built like Taylor Swift, I can understand. But if they built like, you know, got a little, Like, they've been riding horses and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I can get down with them, man.
I don't see many. With you like it tight, so I'm surprised you're not hanging out in the gym. That's like tight central.
Man, I can't hang out in the gym. I look like a creep in there, man. You understand, man.
I mean, you can act like you're working out. Go to 24 Hours Fitness. No,
it's all right. They gonna look at me like, this nigga ain't even sweating. They were like,
so just go to, like, what is it, 24 Planet Fitness. They let you have pizza and shit on Fridays and bagels on Thursday.
Mm-mm. You trying to get me arrested? I don't need no sexual charges, nothing like that, man. I'm from the old school. I look at women. These new niggas, they got to be stealth with it. No, I be in there with shades on and shit. They be like, yo, look at this nigga, man. Come on, man.
For you to be that much of a creep, I never see creeps on Instagram. Like, you never get the creeper shots on Instagram, though.
It's all right. Look, from now on, every time I do creep shit, I'm just going to tag you in it on Snapchat. I'm just sending it just to you. Because it's just like, because the other night, man, I jumped in somebody's inbox because they did like a fashion show over the weekend. They had like a yellow dress on.
Oh, yeah.
And they was walking down the little runway, and I seen how fat that ass was. Hey, I had to let them know. I said, hey, all I know is we had that yellow dress on, boy. I said, them cakes was, I was just like, I didn't know you had it like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't never seen it like that.
But, really?
I ain't never seen it like the whole little 360 view of it like that. Like, I seen it, you know, from the front. Like, you know, I ain't really. But that one, I was just like, whoa.
Man, that motherfucking talented, man.
Yes.
Fucking talented,
you
man.
Know, hey, look, man, I tell you, if I ever meet in person, I'm squeezing that ass, man. I'm just like, look, you get mad at me, say I disrespected you. But it's coming from, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least I ain't no stranger. Like, you be like, okay. You know, come on, you let girls squeeze your ass. What's the difference with me? You know what I'm saying? Like, any one of your homegirls are, ooh, them buns getting big. You let them touch that ass. So let me do the same thing.
But I'm you just going to stop at a like touch?
I'm admiring it just like she is, man.
Are you going to stop at a touch, though?
Just going to stop at a touch, man. Look, man, I can control myself. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain things, like, yes.
I'm just saying. I've even sent you. I tagged you. I text you. A creeper move, you know, in the line for some shoes. Hey, man, that motherfucker was amazing. I had to send you that picture.
That's what I said. Okay, that's why I was like, you posting the shoes or the ass?
Nah, it was definitely
you never know what you saw, right?
Hey, it was definitely the ass, bro. I said, wow, this motherfucker is talented right here.
Oh, she got some exclusives on.
I didn't even realize she had feet. I was looking way up higher than that. Good
feet?
Lord.
Where was feet at?
Yeah, she had feet? Shit, I didn't know there was no shoes in this picture. To aim too long, I should have zoomed in. She was amazing. Let's get our winners and losers this week, man. Who's your winners?
Oh, man, my winner this week, man. I wrote it down. Did I send it to you, sorry?
Yes, sir. You said the listeners
winner
are your
was,
winners.
Man.
The listeners.
Oh, man, the winner this week is the listeners, man. Everybody who put up me and saw right shit for these 200 episodes, man. We thank y'all, man. We thank y'all for checking in, subscribing, commenting, just listening. Whatever, man. It's because of y'all that we keep doing this show, man. Even if we ain't think we had no listeners, we'll probably still do it. You know what I'm saying? Me and Saul Ray gonna be making shows. Anyway, but still, we want to thank y'all, man, for making it all possible. And, you know, tell a friend, tell somebody that's a sponsor or somebody. You know, let us get paid, and we keep making better shows to y'all. And we start making more money, you know what I'm saying?
Man, we're going to sell out. I mean, we let y'all know we're selling out. Just, you know, just want to do something, let us know. Your losers, we got the protesters at the Trump rallies.
Yes, man. Listen, people, y'all stop going there to protest. If you go there to protest, be ready to fight, because they ready to fight. So, I'm y'all my losers, because y'all showed up there thinking y'all going to have a peaceful rally with these unreasonable people. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, y'all show up, get mad when they punch you in your face, throw you down, call you all kind of whores and all kind of names. Stay away from there. You know what you're gonna get when you go there. Protest outside. Don't go up in the rally and protest. Don't do that, man. Don't do it.
Shit. Nah. The protest.
Nothing good comes of it.
The protests are my winners. Chicago shut it down. Trump was supposed to do a rally in Chicago. They followed Chris Brown's advice and said, yo, y'all quit going to these protests. Y'all quit going to these Trump rallies and protests of 1 and 2. Show up in a group and see what happened. And that's what happened. Chicago showed up and said, yo, not today. And Trump was like, we're not doing a rally here. You know, police said, police, like, we didn't say shit. Well, we're not doing a rally in Chicago. Chicago said we're not for it. So as much as we talk about Chirac, as people have called it, Chicago stood up and showed y'all how it's done and shut it down. So props to y'all. Props to y'all. My losers are the defenders of Trump and the people who still, at this point, keep saying Black Lives Matter movement doesn't make sense.
Hey, man, Trump had over a million votes in my state in the primary Tuesday.
You failed us. Because one of those votes was yours.
No, it wasn't. That scared me. That scared me.
One of those votes was yours. You said you vote for Trump.
That's not what I said.
You said it. Hey, we got receipts. Last episode.
I did not say that.
Got receipts. Mad Static was even like, Static even said that Germ is the reason that Trump's going to win because of niggas like you. That's what he said. That's what Mad Static said.
Damn.
Because of you. So Trump is out here. And put it this way. Trump at this point is not even doing debates. So up to this point, he's been running on We Have No Idea. We know he's going to build a wall. And insurance is going to be competitive. That's all.
And
I'm
a businessman, and nobody up here has been successful business like I have.
And I have a big dick. That's what he said. This is all he's told us. And now they got another debate set for next week. And Trump said, "You know what? I'm not doing it. We've heard enough." So this man is running for president without giving y'all shit, and y'all are voting for him.
Hey, man.
God damn. Meanwhile, y'all here also vote for Hillary.
Yep, she's a resounding. She got over a million votes in my state.
I just don't see if you're black how you vote for Hillary. I don't get it.
Because her husband,
jailed most of y'all's fathers.
Hey, look, and my wife and my daughter went out and seen Bill Clinton. He came to town the other day, Monday. Yeah, Monday or Tuesday, he was in town. It was Monday. It had to be Monday. And God. She went and seen Bill Clinton. Got a little selfie with Bill Clinton in it. You know what I'm saying? I was just like,
gotta stop giving him a pass, man. That motherfucker has done more harm to the black community. And y'all still call him honorary black dude.
The first black president is what they call him.
Come on, man. And he's done more harm to us. Anyway, man. You want to give our shout outs so we can get up out of here?
Hey, man. 200 times, man. Shout out to Beezy, Blue, Saw Ray, Dub, Supreme Weave, Verbose, H2O. What was that nigga name? Used to be in the phone. Infamous F, VG, Mac, MF to the Death, Peabody, RT3, Ruler Myself, Dr.
Short Abrasive, T.
Short T.
Short T.
Who else, man? That's MJ Money. Static, yeah. Mad Static. Fuck boy stacks.
Damn, man.
You know what I'm saying? Ash Dash, Papa Dash, Miss T Lee. Man, shout out to it's a new podcast. They might have me on their show. It's called the Bench Player. I can't think of it. It's something podcast.
It's a really terrible shout out if you're gonna be on the show.
Yeah, they call them the what they call themselves. It doesn't matter.
It's a really
shout out to my boy tried his podcast, man. You know, it's a sports podcast, so you know. They all from anyway, they getting too much time.
Dr. Brazen.
I already said him. But yeah, Dr. Brazen show, go listen to that. Buy shirts. You know, fuck with everybody, fuck with us, man. You know, sorry still, you know, ain't bought no strawberries. But you know.
So Jern wants the strawberries that light up at the bottom.
I'll take them. Look, if I take some dicks in a box, no homo, I'll take some strawberries that light up. If it's free, I take it. I'm not picky like that. Hey. I'm not like Saul Ray. If I sent him some strawberries and he sent them back to my house, return the sender. I was just like, man, what kind of shit is this?
Man, give them to a homeless person. Saul Ray's
birthday was March the 2nd. I sent him some damn strawberries for his birthday. I got them sent back.
I'm giving them to a homeless person. There's no way I'm wearing strawberries, bro. It's trash. Yeah, man. It's been another episode.
Shout out to Tracy May, man. Shout out to the voice in that Biafro. 200 times you heard her voice on that Biafro. Damn, I almost forgot about her.
You already gave her a shout out early. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what I was talking about in that yellow dress.
I didn't say when, but now since you put it out there.
Oh, well, yeah. Shout out to Tracy May in that yellow dress. and Creative Curves or whatever it's called. Woo!
And the Curve Boutique or something like
curve
that.
Curve Boutique. It's about two of them in that little photo. I want a curve.
Hey, man, let's get up out of here before we get yourself in trouble, man. This is another episode of the Procast, episode 200. I'm your man, Saul Ray, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, sitting with King Jern, the most electrified motherfucking podcaster today, yesterday, and forever. We will holler at y'all on another episode, and it'll probably just be the two of us like usual. NappyAfro.com, we out. Peace.
Peace.
Hey yo, what up rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the smoking section and grind time rap gang. You are checking out nappyafro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
Nappyafro.com.